David Trainer, the president and founder at New Constructs, is here. And at New Constructs, they go looking for trouble. He has taken a look, and he's here today with something that is headed for trouble. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with experts from New Constructs, which is a research firm that brings together forensic accounting and cash flow analysis in a way that is unique in the investment world. And unique is not a word you want to toss around too often, but it is. It is a bottoms-up approach that digs in at the footnotes level and works its way up. And what it's trying to find in doing that is whether or not the folks who are looking from the top down are getting a picture that is not real. Basically, when the numbers look good at the top end, you got to ask a question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is distinctly possible. Attractive is the word that David uses. So a stock that's attractive, it has to have real reasons to be attractive. And often the most attractive stocks are the ones that, well, from the top down, they look dangerous. They look like they're headed for trouble. But at the bottom up, you go, no. That data is misleading. And it works the other way as well. Things that are attractive at surface level, but the beauty is only skin deep, they're the ones that are dangerous. To learn more about it, newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs, and they blog about all of their danger zone picks. So if you want more details about what we're about to discuss, you can find it at the website. David Trainer, glad to have you back on Money Life.
It's great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Passive investors.
Danger, danger.
Passive investors. And so this is people buying index funds, or this is people who are just kind of sitting and doing nothing? I mean, I normally, it's the former. We're saying, hey, if you're a passive investor, you're buying index funds, you're strapping yourself to the roller coaster. But in this market, there are some people who are being passive because they're kind of, you know, fearful into inactivity.
No, great point. Now, we're talking about the passive folks who are putting money into indices, into ETFs, and assuming that that trade is going to continue to be as successful as it has been over the past.
So it's important here that this is not about, hey, you've strapped yourself to the roller coaster and market might be headed for a downturn. This is bigger than the next couple of months look bad. This is not only does the market look bad at a time when you might say, yeah, we'd expect active management to succeed. What you're really saying is going forward over the much longer term period, indexing is going to be in trouble for a while.
Yeah, I think it could be, you know, even in the short term, look what we've seen in the market running up the way it has. You know, last week was a huge week, and everyone realizes that, look, maybe the market's getting a little ahead of itself. And the other issue is that most of the performance is concentrated into a few names. The big popular names, right? The Amazons, the Apples, the Netflix, Microsoft, Google, Facebook. These stocks are something like 18% of the market cap for the S&P 500, right? And Microsoft by itself accounts for nearly 15% of the S&P's rise in 2019. And so what's happening here is that stocks are going up, not because people are really picking these stocks, but because they have significant positions in the indexes and a lot of ETFs. And so as the money sort of blindly flows into the ETF, it rewards some stocks more than others just because of their relative position in an ETF. Now, a lot of other stocks get rewarded simply because they're members of an ETF or an index, whether they deserve it or not. And I'm not here to say that passive investing is a bad strategy. I think the original premise that look, most active managers underperform is absolutely true. But it's possible for there to be too much of a good thing, right? If everybody piles into passive investing, then what happens is that, you know, certain stocks are going to just be going up just because they're part of an index. And the pendulum can swing too far. And as we've kind of covered in the last few weeks, Chuck, we're seeing a lot of individual stocks that represent really great opportunities, but they don't get love because they're not part of a major ETF or an index. Yep. And at some point in time, I believe that's got to balance out.
From your perspective, it really doesn't make a difference how somebody is using indexes, because there are some folks who actively manage passive funds. They get tactical and what have you. Even if you're trying to make a short-term play, you're suggesting that you're going to want to do it with active management in a space as opposed to let's just lay down the benchmark?
Yeah, you know, I think look, when Bogle first came out and I think made the wonderful point about how active management was a ripoff, that was for sure true. And passive management, it's cheaper and the returns have been better and people figured that out and they've piled in like crazy. And all I'm saying is that it's a crowded trade and it's not going to do as well. And that as the pendulum has swung back to the other direction, there's a lot of really easy picking opportunities and individual stocks that I think are going to do a lot better. And I think it's also good, you know, means that it's time for people to do a little bit more analysis. And if you're an ETF provider, it means let's just do something besides copy what everyone else is doing, because I think a lot of ETFs in general are closet indexers, which is what a lot of traditional mutual fund managers were. They were just getting paid too much to do it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So you have to, it's not just watching about passive investors. It's if you're going to pick your active managers, you want to make sure that they add what's known as active share, that they really are doing something that is different than what the index is doing, because that's part of this too, right?
Yeah, make sure they're doing their homework. A lot of people don't do their homework. And that's part of what the benefit of closet indexing was, right? I don't underperform or outperform by too much. And I just, you know, copy what everyone else has done. But like we say, when we're talking about ETFs and mutual funds, look beyond the surface and look beyond the surface of what managers say their strategy is. Make sure they're holding stocks that really have good returns on capital and low expectations.
David, thanks so much for sounding the warning.
Warning, warning, warning.
That passive investors seem to be headed for the danger zone. Always great to chat with you. Please stay safe. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Chuck. You too.
That's David Traynor, everybody. He is the president and founder at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com on Twitter or online for where they blog about their danger zone picks. And then you could go follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. And that way you make sure you don't miss things like their most attractive and most dangerous stocks list and more. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday show. Up next, John Bonanzio, editor of the Fidelity Monitor and Insight newsletter. He'll be here and we'll be talking funds when we come back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.